You're listening to LifeWork Q&A, episode 139. Welcome to LifeWork Q&A, where I answer a listener question each week and provide resources and guidance to help you take your life and work to the next level. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. In this episode, I thought I would update you on my plans for How to Academia Year 3. I just wrapped up year 2 of this webinar series that I've run now for 2 years in a row. And in the first year, I did a series of 9 different webinars on writing and publication, which are now a masterclass on my website if you're interested. And then I did this year 9 webinars, at one each month, September through May, on professional identity. And I hooked it in with my book, my recent book on professional identity. And it was so much fun. I love these webinars so much. I love being able to connect with people from all over the US and actually internationally as well. And basically, what I do with these webinars is I will prep a presentation. They go live on one Friday, usually towards the end of the month. And then I record them and people have access to these webinars later on. So this is actually a program that has a really kind of important place in my heart as a business owner, because this was the first program that I put out as a paid program with my business. Other than like my speaking, which I'd been doing for a while, this was kind of my first product that I put out. And I have sold it individually and to institutions and have just really, like I said, really enjoyed it. But in year 3, I decided to take a pause, and I thought I would talk a little bit about why and what I'm thinking about for this particular program, because it was actually kind of tough for me to decide to take a pause from this, and because I just enjoy it so much, and I really do think that it's a fun way to connect with people. But when I was kind of thinking about it, and I was thinking about next year's programming and the kinds of things that I want to do, one of the things that I realized was I started the How to Academia webinar series pre-coaching training. And coaching training was like not even on my radar when I launched that series. And now that I have done coaching training and I'm starting to develop like group coaching programming, that feels really different to me than the How to Academia series. And what I had done with How to Academia was really, it's a webinar platform. I mean, it's really just me giving information. And yes, those webinars are often interactive, but it's not really a way for people to connect with each other and to build community in the same way that I have developed my group coaching programs to do. And that is, I think, part of what gave me pause this year to think about that and to wonder if there was a way to do something like How to Academia in the future that has more of a group coaching feel. And I don't know if that would be something that would be 9 months in terms of a commitment. I feel like that's kind of a long time. And I've actually felt like the group coaching I do that is weekly is a lot more powerful for people, even if those are kind of shorter engagements, like the Radical Self-Trust group coaching program that is 7 weeks long. And I'm thinking about doing some other coaching programs this summer that would be like 4-week engagements. So it's gotten me like really thinking and brainstorming about how to Academia could be shorter engagements, first of all. And maybe it would be on a different platform. I had been hosting it on a pretty traditional webinar platform called ClickMeeting. And now I'm using Zoom a lot more for my group coaching programming. So I just had a lot of thoughts like swirling around about it, and I didn't feel like I would have enough time this summer to really think about how I wanted to change it before I had to launch it again in September. Now, the other thing that's become kind of a challenge, just to give you kind of a logistical behind the scenes, is I launch a couple other programs also around the same time now in the fall. And again, I didn't have these programs when I first launched How to Academia, but now I have virtual writing groups, some that start in September. And I also have a 7 weeks to Radical Self-Trust program that also gears up into the fall for 2 offerings. And I felt like it would be just too much to be marketing 3 big programs all at the same time and to be trying to clarify for people how they're different from one another. And it just was one of those things where I felt like something has to give. Like I can't do all of these things. And so what is the thing that needs to take a pause? Now, the other thing that's kind of hard, and again, this is kind of logistics of behind the scenes, is the How to Academia program is a revenue generating program. I mean, it was doing fine in terms of it's not as if I'm deciding to take a pause because it wasn't a popular program or because it wasn't working in terms of bringing in revenue. That actually didn't really have very much to do with my decision at all, because every year I've had institutional members, every year I've had individual members, and I've actually had, you know, people who were looking forward to year three even before I had announced anything. And so I felt kind of bad that I had to say, well, I'm actually going to take a pause from this. So it's always kind of a difficult decision when you have something that you know will bring in revenue and you're actually making a decision to pause it. And also, I think the pause is even maybe more confusing because it's not because I didn't like it. I actually enjoyed that programming. But I do feel like what I'm doing with groups in particular is really shifting into more of a coaching model. And right now, at least, How to Academia is not that. So it was feeling slightly misaligned with how I'm doing my current programming in terms of workshops and other things that I do, both face-to-face and virtually. And so that was another good kind of indication for me that it was time to pause and kind of think about what I wanted to do with that. So it's totally possible that I will bring How to Academia back in, you know, 2020, I guess. It would be fall of 2020. But I think it will look quite a bit different than what it looks like now. And it's an interesting shift for me just kind of internally, because I feel like part of what's shifting is I'm feeling less comfortable presenting as an expert in those spaces. And I'm actually a lot more comfortable trying to bring people together so that they can learn from each other and from me. And as I'm trying to kind of teach things like radical self-trust or model what it looks like. But I think that How to Academia was really built around me being a content expert on particular topics and sharing out that expertise. And while I'm comfortable doing that in books and in, you know, keynoting and things like that, when it comes to kind of those smaller group interactive sessions, I like it to be more of a coaching facilitative model. And I'm realizing that about myself. It's something that I don't think I could have articulated even maybe like 6 months ago. But now I'm feeling it more strongly. So yeah, so that's a little bit about How to Academia and how I'm taking a pause in year three. And I would also just say, I think it's a good lesson if there's anything in your life that is starting to feel kind of slightly misaligned, or you're just asking some curious questions about it, you're not sure where it should go next. I think it's really a good and kind of comfortable thing, not necessarily to say you're stopping it altogether, but to take a pause and just say, I'm taking a pause from this right now to kind of see how it feels to not do it in the way that I've always done it. And that's something that has really worked for me, to give myself permission to take that pause, to give myself time to kind of think about what I want to do, how to academia might fit into other parts of my business in the future. Because I do feel like there is a real need to share out knowledge that feels very tacit, that feels like, oh, everyone just kind of picks this up. And not everybody does. And that's always something that's really kind of bothered me about academia, is that there are all these things that we don't really talk about and you're just kind of expected to figure it out. And so I always saw How to Academia as a way to help people with that and as a way to kind of break down some of those barriers for people. So I still want to keep that theme. I'm just not sure what it's going to look like. Now, of course, if you have been involved in How to Academia, or you've just kind of followed along with that journey for the last couple of years, and you have ideas of what you want this to look like, I am totally open to hearing them. I've been brainstorming myself, and I've also been talking with some colleagues about it. And I'm really interested in kind of where people think it should go, what would be most helpful for people. And now I have a good year to really think about what I want to do. So if you have ideas, please feel free to share. And I would also love to hear if there's anything in your life that you're deciding to take a pause with right now. And what was the indication for you that it was time to take that pause? And what are you hoping to learn from that pause? You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder, or you can write me a letter, Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. LifeWork Q&A is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel and access show notes and transcripts for each episode at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes.